Hello and welcome to the Swiss Info Program. I'm Susan Masika. If you think the expression climbing the walls means guaranteed fun and not something that crazy people do, you're in good company. Climbing is more popular than ever. In Switzerland, the United States, and many other places with rich mountaineering histories. The Swiss and American Alpine Clubs, for instance, have more members than ever before, a mix of climbers, hikers, skiers, and other enthusiasts. But you'd be mistaken if you thought all those people are heading outdoors, even in a place as enticing as the Swiss Alps. Here to explain is John Heilprin.
In the 18th century, Swiss, Italian, and French scientists explored the Alps. Then in the 19th century, the British pioneered modern mountaineering. By the 20th century, all kinds of climbing came into its own. This century, a new trend, sport climbing, is set to hit the Olympic big time. Traditional alpinism remains popular, but young people now tend to learn to climb in rock gyms. Even in Switzerland, many young serious climbers pursue what they see as a mostly indoors urban sport. There, they use plastic holds for their hands and feet and protect themselves on ropes hung from man-made walls. One of Switzerland's best sport climbers, Sascha Lehmann, is an example.
Well, when I was really a child, it was the parent that was on the rocks, outdoors, sometimes in winter in gym. And then when I was this 9 or 10 years old, I then started really climbing in a gym. And I began to train there, and I then didn't climb too often outdoors, so mostly in a gym.
Now that sport climbing is approved for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, it stands to become ever more popular and competitive. Le Mans has a good chance of representing Switzerland in Tokyo.
My parents, they were more like gymnasts, and so we did a lot of different sports. I also did a bit of gymnast in the beginning, but then I switched to climbing because I had a bit more fun there.
What is it that you like about climbing?
I think you can just forget everything else. You're just like climbing, you're focused, you just see the next hold, you know what to do, and you can forget everything else. You don't have to think about school, about the job, something else. It's just like climbing is the only thing in this moment.
In years past, climbers thought of going to the gym as a way to train for getting to the mountains. And now it's an objective in and of itself, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I think nowadays there are a lot of people that just start climbing in the gym, and they will always be climbing in the gym. They don't just go in the gym in the winter to then reach the summits or do alpinism. It's really this kind of sport where people just do this and not the alpinism then.
Born in 1998, Lehmann has a climber's compact, lean frame. He's medium height, not physically imposing, but he has a strong upper body. Dressed in casual street clothes when he meets me at the climbing gym, he's friendly and polite, relaxed, but serious. He comes across as an unusually self-aware teenager.
In the region of Zurich, there are about 5 new climbing gyms. Now this one here in Bern, the second one here. And with these new gyms, the sport began to be more popular. Sometimes now also you speak with other people and they know climbing. They've already seen it or done it once or twice. This wasn't like this in the beginning, I think. So it changed a lot. What we do is sport climbing. It's something very different from the alpinism. And when you say, well, I'm going climbing, they just think you go onto the mountain, you reach the summits of the mountain, and that's not what we do, of course. Yeah, they have just a total different image from climbing than we have.
Do you think of what you do as an urban sport, or do you think of it as part of this huge family of climbing activities, let's just say, ranging from, on the one hand, say, bouldering to all the way to alpinism or high-altitude mountaineering?
No, I think for me it's more like an urban sport. It's so much different from this alpinism. I'm on myself, I don't know if I will once really do alpinism. It would probably be nice, but for me it's something very, very different. And so I see the sport climbing really more as an urban sport, and the alpinism really as something else than climbing.
Sport climbers also may venture outside to nearby crags, where the walls have bolts drilled into the rock for protection. Or they may go bouldering, climbing low to the ground without ropes. To non-climbers, it can seem counterintuitive to scale indoor walls or even short outdoor cliffs when there are mountains like the Swiss Alps and sunshine beckoning nearby. As climbing becomes more popular, though, much of the sport's growth is at these indoor rock gyms, easily reached in cities and impervious to bad weather. Over time, fewer people probably will come to equate climbing with alpine. Do you consider it a sport, or do you can look at it as more of a potential profession or pastime or religion?
Yeah, it's always hard to say. I think it's somehow a profession, but, well, it's hard to just climb, to just live as a climber. So you have to decide how to manage your life with climbing, with getting some money to live. And with this, it's hard to say, but it would be great to have it just as a profession, of course.
It takes years of physical and mental training to be a good sport climber. The best training for climbing is climbing, but it helps to do a lot of pull-ups and core exercises. At its essence, climbing is about a state of grace, a sense of body awareness, and a mental challenge. You have to problem solve. A climber learns how to think with his muscles, instantly recognizing which body positions will work. There's also an element of knowing when to push your limits and when to take a rest. Many climbers will say they feel most alive when they are climbing, spiritually connected to other climbers and to the climbing landscape. Even some of the more traditional climbers in Switzerland have embraced the national and global trends toward sport climbing. The owner of Switzerland's highest indoor climbing wall explains.
My name is Christian Judy. I worked as a coach and as a mountain guide. About 4 years ago, we had the idea to do a gym in Bern, so we did it. We had a lot of ideas. Normally, we love to be outdoor, but we are now in an urban situation, and we have to bring this outdoor sport into a gym. And so the idea was to have lots of air, lots of lights, natural lights in the gym. And you see from the gym, you always see the green fields and the nature outside.
His new gym, called O'Block, opened recently on the outskirts of Bern. It has walls that go up to 19.5 meters. But like most things about climbing, there's more to it than a business.
I love climbing, so it's my passion, it's my life, and everything I did, it's climbing, and so I'm a climber outdoor, but I also love to climb in gyms because I love the movements, the balance, all the aspects of climbing, so it's my sport.
Bern's other climbing gym, Magnet, has played a big role in the rise of sport climbing since its opening in 1993. Its walls go up to 14 meters. Between the two gyms, climbers have hundreds of routes to choose from. There also are shorter walls for bouldering, with mats below them so climbers can jump off safely, and plenty of training courses for children. Even on a sunny day, the gyms are usually alive with climbers. Everyone from little kids learning to climb to middle-aged devotees working on routes. Most of them are young men and women on sport climbs, bouldering or working out. A few others are in the cafe, sipping coffee or working on laptops.
That is a little change. You learn climbing in the gym, and from the gym you see all the pictures. You get the ideas of going outdoor, and so you go and try it outdoors. Sooner or later, you will try it out. But normally also the children, they begin climbing in the gym. Yeah, it's for me, it's logical. Most of the people are in the cities, and after the work, you come here. You have about, from the station, you have about 10 minutes to come here, 15 minutes. So it's not a lot of invest to go. Like outdoor, you drive 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours, and here you can come and climb, do 2 hours of sports. And that's why I think it's the popularity of the gym climbing.
After many of these young climbers learn how to move and how to use ropes and harnesses to secure themselves, they may not aspire to move on to bigger things, like the Alps. More and more, they prefer sticking to the gyms and crags and to training for sport or for competitions.
We have a steady growth since the last 20 years about climbing, so We are not a boom sport. It's a community sport. And that's also very nice.
According to the International Federation of Sport Climbing, there are now 25 million people climbing regularly around the world. The federation has offices in Torino, Italy, and its legal seat in the Swiss capital, Bern. But it is an umbrella organization that now has 87 member groups on 5 continents, almost half of them in Europe. That's a 25% increase from a decade ago. There are now dozens of indoor climbing gyms in Switzerland, and in Japan, where the 2020 Games will be held, and in fast-developing China, the number of climbing gyms has quadrupled in recent years. The federation counts some 2,000 licensed athletes among its ranks, including more than 700 women, representing more than 60 countries. The median age of the athletes is 19, though most devotees keep on climbing until the age of 60 or more.
Yeah, that's why in every city, now in Switzerland, in every big city, you have climbing gyms, and that's the sign of this urban sport, yeah.
Which is just funny, because probably people outside of Switzerland think of everyone coming here to go out to the Swiss Alps.
Yeah, sure, that's the goal. But to go to climb in the Swiss Alps, you need to train a little bit. And if you're passionate, you want to train. Where you train, you go in the climbing gyms and you do your training sessions there.
In their decision to add sport climbing in Tokyo, the International Olympic Committee described the importance of two trends. One is to bring the games to more young people. The other is to reflect the growing urbanization of sport. Even in Swiss cities with mountains in view, the trend is clear. Here to explain is Pierre-Henri Payasson, a vice president of the International Federation of Sport Climbing.
I think it's the evolution of climbing. It depends of the climber, and I think we can compare that to swimming in a swimming pool and swimming in wild water, for example. I think the comparison is very good.
By the age of 18, Lehmann had already won a national championship and decided to devote himself to training most days of the week. He's been getting coached at the Oblak gym. Lehmann will be 22 when the Tokyo Games are held. Only 40 men and women will be chosen to compete. Already a Swiss champion, Lehmann might have to be a European champion to claim one of only 20 Olympic spots for men. There also will be 20 spots for women. It's a daunting challenge, but Lehmann grew up in a family that gives him a lot of support. It has long enjoyed climbing together, and his parents are trained gymnasts. And his father, who is encouraging him to try to make it to Tokyo, even competed in the Los Angeles 1984 Olympic Games.
It just, like, he supports me as well. It's not like he just says, well, you have to study, you have to gain your own money now. He says, well, if you have the chance to probably can go to the Olympics, you have to try. And, of course, it's important to study something, to learn a job. But he also says that if you have the chance, you should do it.
I hope you get the chance.
That report by Swissinfo's resident climber, John Heilprin. What's the outlook for sport climbing where you live? We'd like to hear your views. Go to the comments section of this podcast or like our Facebook page and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Jakob Stoller. This program was produced by John Heilprin. Signing off for all of us here at Swissinfo, I'm Susan Masika.